This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So, are you familiar with the events that went down in Charlottesville, Virginia?
Yes.
And what's a brief summary of what happened there, as far as you know?
Well, what I know was apparently some people found it upon themselves to get together and kind of just protest against race.
Come on, try getting it out.
I'm trying to think of the words.
Try getting it out.
That's fine. So basically there was an event that was, there were some white nationalists and stuff there, and then there, of course, you know, that type of event will attract, like, Klansmen and Nazis and stuff. They were just protesting out there, and there was another group that came out to protest them. There was a radical communist group called Antifa. Are you very familiar with them?
A little bit.
What do you know about them? Anything?
Not so much, but just that they're kind of under the same guidelines as, like, the evangelicalists and, like, the KKK and stuff like that. You know, they're just really white power and stuff like that.
Antifa's white power? Okay, so, and now after this, this last event that happened this weekend, there was a Patriot Prayer event. That's the organization that held the event, and Antifa came out and they decided to crash this event. You know, there were a lot of speakers of a lot of different colors. There was even a trans speaker up there, and they decided to come out and do violence and destroy property and beat people with clubs and pour urine on people. First of all, do you think that that's, like, an appropriate way for Americans to do political discourse?
No, not at all. I think here in America, people should be able to be who they are. That's kind of what the land of the free is supposed to be, and all. You should be able to have your own religion, own race, but we're all the same.
White male! Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel about President Trump's comments on Charlottesville that said both sides were violent, both sides should be condemned?
I think it was awful. I think there was an obvious side that was wrong and an obvious side that was doing...
Like, clearly Antifa and all the other groups were wrong, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, we can't tolerate that kind of racism in America. Now, a lot of congressmen and women like Nancy Pelosi, a lot of the mainstream media have come out and denounced this group, Antifa, because they were the ones doing the violence in California this weekend. Do you think that we need to have more politicians and media personalities come out and denounce them?
Yes, of course. I think the more that come out and denounce them, the better this problem could be solved and stuff like mm-hmm. that.
What do you think Donald Trump should say about Antifa? Do you think that his silence on the matter speaks to who he's really on, whose side he's really on?
Yes, his silence definitely speaks to the side that he's on. I think he should definitely come out with a speech or address the country and just explain that this isn't acceptable. Mm-hmm. Be the president he's supposed to be.
Do you think he should call out Antifa by name and declare them a domestic terrorist organization if they're going to come out and do this kind of violence?
Personally, I think so, but, you know, there's a lot of controversy and stuff like that, so I assume that he probably wouldn't, but...
They've got clubs, and they've got everything. Antifa!
Right, absolutely. I mean, we cannot, like I said a minute ago, we cannot tolerate white supremacists like Antifa and the KKK to keep destroying American property and stuff. Is there anything else you want to say on the state of political violence in America or Donald Trump or any of these things?
Did not vote for him.
Who did you vote for?
Clinton,
what did you like about Clinton over Trump?
She had political experience and stuff like that. You know, she was in the mix of everything for quite a while. You know, she knew the secrets. She knew how to run a government and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, there was still the scandalous stuff about her.
What difference at this point does it make?
But she never acted like a child like Donald Trump and stuff like that.
Right. She had real political experience. I mean, if you look at how she handled the Benghazi situation, she did wonderfully, you know, stuff like that. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah, Benghazi was really proved exactly how good she could be and how qualified she was for the position. But anyways, is there anything else you'd like to say closing?
No, thank you.
All right, well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You Nazis!
They're here!
not a Nazi.
You Nazi!
I'm a journalist.
You, you're not a journalist.
Yes,
fuck
I am.
You.
Did mommy not hug you
nobody
enough?
Nobody believes you're a journalist. You're a head.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Unstoppable Watts.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Anthrax! It's alive! And radio! 50,000 Unstoppable Watts! That's Clutch bringing us in with 50,000 watts. That song about Fort Detrick, Maryland, where they got 50,000 watt shortwave transmitters and anthrax bombs. That's right, anthrax and radio.
And now the town calls a pack of 10.
James Leslie Rawls was scheduled, but he got stuck traveling. Boy, you know that happens with all this flooding and the rest of it, so he'll be on next week. We do have a bunch of guests coming up in the next hour, but I was already talking about opening the phones up more today, and so we're going to do that in this hour on Hurricane Harvey, the new hurricane, Irma, that could be threatening the Gulf. Trump giving $1 million and being criticized for it. Driverless cars as the House of Representatives moves to basically turn the roads over to the corporations and their robot sentries that will, of course, be above the law. And that ties into Google. Big story up on newswars.com. newswars.com. A lot of exclusive, important content there that it's up to you to get out, please. Insider, Google, greatest threat to conservatism. And now it's coming out that they even manipulated Forbes to remove articles critical of Google and their monopolistic antitrust needed to be blocked behavior. So former think tank program director and antitrust expert suggested he was fired after criticizing Google, warning the rise of the monopolistic companies like Google are a threat to society, a fear validated after the company recently warned a conservative website to censor content or lose ad revenue. And just a few months ago, we got the internal documents that Google admitted were real. They were paying millions of dollars to have outside groups go and vote down our news and claim it's fake, hateful, or racist. So they can say, oh, the community did it. We didn't do it. It's like hiring a hitman to go kill somebody. But you say, oh, but I didn't pull the trigger, or I didn't wrap the tourniquet around their neck. No, I just sent somebody to do it. I never killed anybody. No, you never killed anybody in your life. You sent somebody else to do it, didn't you? And Google, Facebook, Twitter, they're all working in collusion, admittedly, to launch the censorship of nationalists, of patriots, of conservatives, of Christians. And they're teaming up with governments in the Middle East to report people that talk bad about their imam so they can be executed. That's right. That's in the news every day, how Google, Facebook, Twitter, and others in Iran and in Pakistan and in Saudi Arabia, every day it's in my stack, where Google, Facebook, Twitter, they don't even need to get a complaint from the religious police in Saudi Arabia or Iran. They will report it to them and liaison with them. So, see, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and the rest of them, they tailor the censorship to the countries and the parties in power. Just like Hillary was in thousands and thousands of WikiLeaks with Podesta and her other crew members managing the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, but more importantly, Google, in daily meetings and getting daily files from the Hillary campaign. She even had interns running whole sections of the internet, blocking this, upvoting that. They've hired the former Stasi to help run Facebook Germany, to then dispatch the police. Sweden, man sentenced for eating bacon in front of Muslims. That's in the official major newspapers of Stockholm. It's always Stockholm, where they say Muslims are allowed to rape. It's their culture. They're allowed to poop in the pool, too. They also like to, for some reason, defecate beside the toilet. They're telling, don't tell them not to. It's their culture. Also, don't flush the paper. You don't do that in the third world. I guess we do have an outhouse, so they pile it up. You see that other third world populations do it. But here, you know, they put signs on the toilet saying, no, no, tissue goes in the potty. You don't do that to a Muslim. They don't need tissue. They have their hands. They come out of the bathroom, out of the stall with their hand curled up because they got the poo-poo in it. It's no big deal. And if they have diseases, they're not tested. That would be racist, too. You have black plague, you have cholera, you know, you have whatever, just come on in, baby. That matter of tourism is down 80% in France. It's what the government wants. And what the government wants, it gets because it wants to destroy things. It wants the Jacobin Revolution, the overthrow of reality. 53-year-old man from Stockholm, convicted of offensive behavior, being culturally insensitive, for eating bacon in front of the Muslim women. Well, that's okay. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And so you got Google and Facebook and Twitter and Apple with its slave factories on top of us, with the Democratic Party in Hollywood raining down their propaganda and bullying the American people. And below, you've got not just the Antifa, not just the alt-left, but the real left. I challenge anyone to make a field trip down to a local Democrat event And you'll hear death to America. You'll hear, let's kill all the white people, even though it's mainly white people saying it. But don't worry, I've got a stack of news here about black serial killers in different parts of the country who go out and hunt white people at bus stops and hike and bike trails. Oh, yeah, there's no hunting of the elite that actually engineered all this. No, no, it's always some other poor person with their bag of groceries at the bus stop, shot in the back of the head, or people on the hike and bike trail shot and hunted. And then, in the cases, it's being praised on social media. Folks are saying, yeah, kill the white devils. But what's funny is there's no mainstream news coverage of any of these reports. We have some on InfoWars.com. Don Salazar wrote about a big case of a guy that reportedly killed a bunch of people. And he said online, I'm going around and hunting white people. I'm killing them. And I guess finally, you know, the police investigated it. It was mere white people getting killed. Sure enough, they got their man, it's being reported. But that's okay, because the SPLC is going to save us. Since I mentioned it, we can pull that article up if you'd like to see it in amongst the articles about being arrested for eating bacon. Only in California, Sacramento, to pay gang members a cash stipend. That's a monthly payment if they stop killing people. Because it worked so well in Afghanistan to pay the group stop killing each other. That's not a joke. Black man who wanted to kill all the white people, close quote, accused of killing white people in a killing spree, Frederick Demond. You gotta love that middle name, Demond. Frederick Demond Scott, 22. Well, you gotta give his parents credit for coming up with an original name. I like Demond. Well, it's actually Demond. But okay, Frederick Demond Scott. I want to put a French little twist on it. Sounds kind of cool. Frederick Demond Scott, 22, suspected of several bike trail murders in South Kansas City, and now they think a whole bunch more. Well, I mean, Michael Moore does say we need to get rid of all the white people. We'd be better off without the white people. Well, Glenn Beck was led by the establishment into oblivion. I'm not happy about this. Glenn Beck's media empire implodes with layoffs. Ex-employee calls him professionally bipolar. Well, I don't ever listen to what ex-employees say, because that's famously, you know, it's easier to listen to ex-husbands or ex-wives and believe that type of fairy tale people classically get. But I know what Glenn Beck did to me. He tried to get radio stations that were carrying my show to not carry me. He had folks go after my sponsors, and behind the scenes, he did all sorts of terrible things while he tried to steal our research and then spin it and twist it. But when he got too much trouble doing that, he then became the new Benedict Arnold, Judas Iscariot, that goes in mea culpas to the media and says, I'm a conservative, and let me tell you, they're all really bad people, and you liberals are really right. They kind of pat him on the head and rub him on the belly. I described it back during the election as him as like a little goblin, a little snake in on his little belly before Hillary and everybody, you know, hoping for some scraps. And what he did was destroy his entire operation that was the biggest independent media organization in the United States, the most successful multimedia platform. And I would have been glad if he was a patriot to have him. And we are obviously a lot bigger than Glenn Beck now, but it's not about who's biggest. Matt Drudge, when total reach of people and able to, you know, change the narrative, is number one. I sleep good at night knowing there's folks more successful than I am. And I'm looking for other people to become more successful than I am, because I don't have a death wish. I don't like being numero uno enemy of the globalist. I want to beat them. And I don't want to storm the metaphysical castle of Count Dracul alone. I'd like to have a large contingent from the surrounding villages with torches in their hands of all shapes, sizes, and skin colors. And together we can culturally storm the castle, dig him out of his nest, and drive a big old fat juicy steak through his heart. But that takes focus, and that takes not being competitive when it comes to intellectual matters, not being territorial, but loving it. When my talking points become the talking points of the land and then the talking points of the world, that's victory. Not private jets and wearing different little fancy sweaters every day and taking yourself real serious and inviting directors and people in so you could candy ass around. And I'm not against Glenn Beck, that people say he acts like Liberace. I mean, nothing against Liberace and his his behavior. I think, you know, candy asking about is kind of cute, actually. But, it, I mean, Glenn Beck is a 6'3" prancing fairy who is a complete fop and an absolute complete sycophant of the power structure, and it's good to see him crash and burn.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
All right, I'm going to take your calls at 800-259-9231 at the start of the next segment, get into all the serious economic news, the latest on the hurricane and more, and there's new Mueller fake investigation news. But first off, I'm told all over the Internet, Make Frogs Straight Again is like best-selling apparel. Folks have sent me this Make Frogs Straight Again hat. I don't mean this to be homophobic. It's more like just a joke. But let's get serious. Mike Cernovich put out a really funny piece when Hillary claimed that Trump was breathing down his neck, down Mr. Clinton's neck. And so Pepe the Frog showed up. So I'll narrate this for radio listeners. Here it is.
This is not okay, I thought. It was the second presidential debate, and he was looming behind me. 2 days before, the world heard
him brag
about groping women. Now we were on a small stage, and no matter where I walked, he followed me closely, staring at me, making faces. It was incredibly uncomfortable. He was literally breathing down my neck. My skin crawled. It was one of those moments where you wish you could hit pause and ask everyone watching, well, what would you do? I kept my cool, aided by a lifetime of dealing with difficult men trying to throw me off. I did, however, grip the microphone extra hard.
Absolutely hilarious. Love the stuff Mike and his team come up with. He'll be hosting the fourth hour, by the way, today. Let's go ahead and go to this Place Bong piece, which, again, is some really weird art. The guy's really successful. He takes a lot of clips from the show. And this one, the crew likes it. I think it's a little over the top. But since Glenn Beck is imploding, this is a little hat tip to him.
Listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
It's Alex Jones.
Beck, boom, everywhere. Glenn Beck, mark that spot. The plague lies there. The enemy. There's nothing worse. Little minion. This little gremlin. Beck's not even a goblin. He's a gremlin. Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck.
And he sits there like he's always on a toilet. He does this little face like he's constipated. Glenn Beck sits there on a chair. He comes on. He's like, where's this part where he's like he's constipated on the screenshot? Like back at the beginning of the video. It's so funny how he's all constipated. Here, I'm split screen. Here we go. This is what they came up with. Let's hear the creature that they dug up out of atheist, God-hating abortion radio. And let's hear what he has to say.
What is frightening to me is the lack of reaction.
What's frightening to me, it's all calculated. He scripts with actors and hops around. Big candy ass on my back. I'm so scared. He's like, so everybody's supposed to be scared now. So dumb. Here it is.
What is frightening to me is...
Everyone hates you, but the dumbest people. Look how pathetic he feels. Like, ooh, we have the moral high ground. Here it is.
What is frightening to me is...
I'm sorry, back at the beginning. I want to see that constipated look again.
What is frightening to me is...
This is too sweet. See, he is such an arrogant piece of garbage. Let's finish the clip.
What is frightening to me...
You're a bad person! You're a bad person! You're a bad, bad person! You're a bad person!
Piece of trash, in my view.
Now, this is a really ridiculous part where I was doing the A-OK symbol and asking why is it supposedly so evil. I don't remember even doing this. This is so ridiculous. I am so unintentionally ridiculous. It's true. I'm a walking train wreck. In a good way. But it's good that I like to be made fun of, so you wouldn't have me measure. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human. And I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. I was big. It's got hot blood going through it. I'm here. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what I am. I'm setting fires everywhere. And humans are turning on everywhere. And we're going to get our metaphysical hands around here stinking next. Make no mistake, parasites. John, we're going to break here. When were you arrested? Okay.
Come again.
Holy hell. Block Sheriff Arpaio's pardon now. These rogue government agents, we'll get into rogue government with Mueller He really is the symbol of that. Your phone call straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Throughout the rest of the hour while a great person rides shotgun with us, Austin Fletcher. I've been seeing his videos the last year or so, YouTube. It's Fleckas Talks, F-L-E-C-C-A-S Talks. And he's a 28-year-old Dartmouth-educated journalist. He lives in L.A. where he's exposed leftist insanity on his YouTube channel, Fleckas Talks, which has millions of views. He's become a voice of the new young conservatives. He covers all the major protests and shows just how little the left really knows in a comedic way. He's a patriot fighting the left on the culture front. We're going to play a clip here in just a moment, but you got to understand something. We can make a joke out of this, and it's okay to laugh, but it's dangerous at the same time. It's like whistling past the graveyard, and I'm not criticizing him for laughing. I laugh more than he does. But understand, these folks see us as the existential enemy. So there's a bunch of clips we've got. So we'll just randomly go to one of them. But there was this particular clip where this guy's wrapped in an American flag talking trash about Trump, saying he's a horrible person. And then our guest says, yeah, but what about the Russian narrative? They've kind of dropped that for now. He goes, well, yeah, that's because we're on the racism thing right now. Even the protesters that are able to form a sentence understand these are just talking points that they watch on MSNBC or CNN and then go repeat. How is that personally empowering you to be a total minion when the WikiLeaks with CNN and MSNBC call you idiots, call you basement dwellers, call you baristas living with mommy? I know some baristas that make $100,000 a year. That's actually a pretty good job in the right town. The point is they see their constituents as idiots, as disenfranchised morons, begging, wanting something. And Hillary's calling you an idiot, saying you're not going to get anything free. You schmucks, look at Obamacare. We already had free health care for poor people. They're getting rid of charity care now and forcing you to pay for it and forcing you to buy it and ripping everybody off. And the insurance companies wrote it to rip you off. But I'm digressing. Let's play one of the clips of our reporter.
It's 2017, and we're having to protest against Nazis.
I'm here standing up against racism and the Nazis.
I thought we got rid of them over like 50 to like 70 years ago, but they're coming back.
What's the way to defeat the Nazis in the U.S.?
Violence.
Trotsky said it best. Find your Nazis, beat them, take them of their Nazi paraphernalia, and then leave them alive, hurting and bleeding in their cowardice.
Same way we dealt with them in World War II. Kill them. There's no other way.
That's right. No fascists welcome here.
Captain America punches Nazis. Indiana Jones punches Nazis. My grandfather went and killed Nazis in Normandy, and he was a fucking hero. We have yet to have a perfect communist state. It hasn't happened yet. That doesn't mean we shouldn't push for it. Have you watched Star Trek? Star Trek is a communist utopia. That's what happens when communism wins.
Listen, everyone is saying, oh, yeah, you can't listen to CNN no more. You can't listen to the news anymore because it's all fake. Bull crap. It wasn't fake before, so why is it fake now?
The Russian story has kind of died down on those sites.
Only because we're on the racism thing now.
Yeah, exactly.
Austin Fletcher, amazing work. Everybody should follow him. They're on his YouTube channel and follow us at Real Alex Jones on Twitter as well. And, of course, David Nice launched his new transmission weekdays, 8 a.m. Central. A lot of affiliates starting to pick that up or looking to carry that syndicated radio / TV transmission. And never forget that, viewers, we're also a syndicated radio show. That's what the format is. It's what the clock is. It's what the ads are geared for, but also television. We have quite a few cable and TV stations now picking up large portions of the transmission. So very, very thankful for all those affiliates. So however you're watching us now, be sure and thank those local TV stations, cable systems, and be sure and thank those local radio stations as well. So Austin, wow. Here at the office, we're big fans. In fact, I wanted to reach out to you and talk to you about you being a reporter for us, but simultaneously keeping your own platform because you're a go-getter. You're out there in the middle of it, and you just catch the most amazing footage from these people where they don't understand communists killed 200 million people, the Nazis killed 30 million, which are terrible. We hate Nazis. Both my grandfathers almost died in World War II. That guy looked a little young for his grandpa to be in World War II. I mean, it's pretty much the cutoff if you're like 40 years old or so. But you're sitting here looking at this, and they're just so violent and so empowered that they now can call anybody they want a Nazi. Now we see Antifa being listed as a terror group. The Democrats are turning on them. But from my experience, the Democrats in general, not just classic Antifa, who are really communists, they call themselves anti-fascists, this is pretty much the general behavior of them overall. Do you think that's true from California, where you're covering this every week? Or are they getting more radical? Are they getting less radical? What's really happening?
I think they're getting more radical. Realistically, they're buying right into the cheap story the mainstream media is selling. They think they're actually fighting Nazis. And if there were Nazis in the U.S., like, don't get us wrong, the right would be the first people probably to jump in and protect American people. But these people think there's Nazis here. The right thing to do is fight the Nazis. We're justified to use violence. We have to get out there and protect the people. When realistically, they haven't been patriotic a day in their life. This is they just want something that's bigger than themselves to buy into and be a part of. And unfortunately, they believe the mainstream media when they say we have a Nazi problem.
I think it's like stolen glory, this phenomenon of people dressing up in military uniforms and going out to community events to get money, to get jobs, you name it, claiming, they've got silver stars or bronze stars or we're green berets and we're never even in the National Guard or the Army. We see that, and when you hear them, they're like Captain America beat up Nazis, Brad Pitt beat up Nazis in the different Quentin Tarantino movies. So I think that's what we're dealing with here is the fantasy that they're like Captain America, and this is a form of fantasy role play.
Oh, absolutely. And fantasy role play is right up their alley. These people, they don't really take, they don't have religion in their life. They don't have anything that's bigger than themselves that they can work towards and be a part of. So they think they're fighting Nazis, and that would be great, but it's not what's going on. And now we have these people who think it's okay to use violence. And every protest, we saw it in Berkeley last week. Every situation where anyone from the conservative side comes out to do something publicly, they think they have a right to shut it down with violence now, when realistically, obviously, they're being the fascists. They're the ones who are acting like Nazis. They're the ones who are, really pushing this communist agenda that has no place in America.
By the way, Austin, what we're giving people is serious anthropology, sociology, cultural analysis. It's dead on. I've been saying for a year they think they're Captain America fighting Red Skull, and now in countless internet postings and videos we shoot, videos you shoot, they say, we're inglorious bastards, we're Captain America, we're destroying Hydra. Then they go beat up libertarian tranny, a transsexual, a Japanese guy, and a bunch of black guys all over California just at peaceful free speech rallies. But it's okay because they say you're a Nazi. And so it's like role play. They then come and hit you in the head with a bike lock. They've even had major comics come out and say, I work for Red Skull.
It's insane. And exactly like you said, they're certain. They're completely positive, and that's the problem, because I think on the upside, they are going to turn on themselves. They've already kind of turned on Black Lives Matter. They've already gotten scuffles where they're fighting themselves. I think with the recent disavowing from the left, which is obviously a good thing from Pelosi and those people, I think the next step is they become a kind of rogue group that no one wants to mess with at all.
So what happened? Because CNN and the rest of them tried to sell it in the last 6 months as the Vanguard, the Soros group that would fight the racists, that would fight the evil cops, that would do all this. When in reality, if there was 500 Nazis punching people downtown, I would go down there if the cops didn't do something and fight them. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I did that at the inauguration when the left wouldn't let people in. I mean, we physically ran over them, punched them, knocked them over, because I'm not going to put up with it. I mean, I went and screamed at cops in their face and said, do something. They wouldn't do anything because they were controlled. And that's another issue. These are Democrat-controlled cities and Democrat-controlled universities where these carrion crows run around beating up people.
Yeah, that's a major issue, the Democrat-controlled cities, because they're saying stand down to the police, and they're letting the violence happen. And it's only a matter of time. Someone's going to get killed in the next few weeks especially. It's only going to get worse and worse. The left can disavow them all they want now, but it's almost too late. They've already kind of established their base. They've already established their power within their local communities. And now, I mean, I don't want to give too much credit to them, but they are the most, violent group out there that, is to be reckoned with. So we have to kind of figure out a way. That's why I saw what they were doing, Antifa. I saw the role that they were trying to play and the narrative the media gave them. And I as a patriot, I had to take it to the streets myself, and I didn't get violent with them. I tried to break up the fights, but I knew if I can get a video of them and just show how little they know, expose them, expose their, tainted beliefs and discredit their whole movement, maybe both sides can come together and agree that these aren't people we should get behind.
Well, exactly. I mean, you don't see big nationwide movements of real white supremacists. It's a very, very rare, federally run, ne'er-do-well type deal. But with the Antifa and the left being just mean in general, we go out to events all the time, all over the country. No one, I mean, maybe 1 out of 1,000 will talk to us cogently. They just scream and hate and just stereotypically spout things. I'm saying this is a big victory, obviously, that Trump said both sides are bad. But this group came starting it, and that's always worse, whoever initiates the violence under common sense, under common law. And then now, in the space of 3 weeks, they've gone from saying Trump's crazy to admitting Trump's right in the Washington Post, in the New York Times, the LA Times, Nancy Pelosi. A, how big a victory is that? What does it signify to you? And don't you think Trump should now victory lap and say, see, you know, I've been proven right?
Yeah, I think a victory lap would be appropriate. I think, you know, if he could use his different forms of social media to get that message out there, that would definitely be beneficial to his cause and bringing the people together. Because realistically, the bigger goal is to bring people together. And it was unfortunate to see the left siding with Antifa, because I know Antifa firsthand. I've seen these people. And I knew, like, even the left, for as crazy as the things they've spouted sometimes, they don't want to be involved with Antifa. So I think this is a big step. I think the violence will continue, but the more the violence continues, the more they get discredited and the quicker everyone can kind of come together away from them and realize maybe we're, you know, not as different as the extremes make us seem.
Exactly. And what do you think CNN and MSNBC and even NPR were thinking, and the New York Times, they tried to mainline Antifa and go, well, violence is good because we're going to punch a Nazi. Didn't they know that would mean anybody that they projected onto? You know, the classic thing is, well, the average good old boys wouldn't go rob anybody because they're good Christians. But if it's a gay club, you can go beat somebody up and rob them and take their wallet or steal their car because, you know, they're, you know, fags or whatever, to use the pejorative term, that they would use, quote, rolling queers or whatever. Again, to use the pejorative term, I'm not using that, but just to document it. That was a well-known phenomenon in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. It still happens some. But it seems like the new group is just say, oh, that's a white guy or that's a conservative, so I can now carry out these criminal energies on them, even though I'd never do it before. Now I'm morally green-lighted to go do it.
Yeah, and it's scary. But at the same time, I think the media didn't realize who they were preaching to, because they pushed this idea that there's Nazis and neo-Nazis and white supremacists and the KKK and they're all Trump supporters. But the people they preach that to are very disenfranchised themselves. They don't have anything that's bigger than that, you know, that they can work towards. They're not involved in the church. Like I said, they, you know,
are
student loan debt and living at home lost. And they want, you know, exactly, this thing to look up to be a part of, to be involved with their
friends. And so they believe they're Brad Pitt and Inglourious Basterds.
They think that, and it's scary, because if anything like that actually happened and we needed America to step up and defend against domestic terrorists, it would be the Patriots going against them, realistically.
Well, that's right, and it's very insulting to have a weirdo Nazi collaborator for the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL say, I'm a Nazi. I mean, he funds it. They say that. They do that. They had Tom Brokaw say it. It's very insulting as an American that when both my grandfathers did, both of them, one of them crash landed, the other had sunburn in his eyes. The one day he didn't go up, the plane blew up, everybody got killed, you know, over Italy and the Italy invasion of North Africa. And it almost not exists because of Nazis. And then I'm being called a Nazi by a real living Nazi. Where are the Nazi hunters for George Soros? He went on 60 Minutes and said he's not ashamed of helping round up his fellow Jews because they would have killed him. What type of moral statement is that? I've had high-level Hollywood producers go, Alex, we want to put a big movie out with you. This is like 6-7 years ago. But you got to quit bashing Soros. You know, he did what he needed to survive. If they came to me and said, round up your fellow Americans, we're going to kill you, I'd say, pull the trigger, you bastard.
Yeah, it's insane. And it's almost like a big joke, I think, from Soros, where he calls the group, you know, the anti-fascist, when meanwhile they're the most fascist group in America. It's almost like a big joke that is over their head completely, that they don't understand, and they're just the pawns that bought in that are mindless drones now heading towards, you know, the common goal. I think with situations like this, we have to be careful with how we combat them. We have to come at them in a way that's not playing on their terms. We don't want to get violent, obviously. So I think the sooner we can expose them and show how clueless they are, the sooner everyone can kind of step away from them and disavow completely both sides.
That's right. It's being reported right now by RT. I want to post the full article on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, folks, and we're going to tweet this out. There's now 70,000 petitions to designate Soros as a terrorist and seize his assets. There's scores of countries have already convicted him. He's been caught doing it. And look, you know, we called for Antifa to be listed as a criminal gang. Turns out the FBI has declassified the fact that they've already been listed as that for a year. So this is a big move, and it's time for us to morally call, where are the Israeli Nazi hunters that are always finding some 90-year-old guard they're not sure and then having a trial? This is a real Nazi. Just because he's Jewish, it doesn't give him any excuse. This guy needs to be SWAT teamed.
Absolutely, yeah. The comments he made about his involvement during, you know, in Nazi Germany are ridiculous. And if anyone else was even associated with that on the right, we would not hear the end of it. But the fact that he said what he said, he's over the years even said things about, you know, wanting to destroy the United States, said, made a comment about that in the 70s. It's just, it's so in our face, it's so blatant. It's kind of the same thing that happens with someone like Linda Sarsour. They're so in our face and so obvious, and it's so against our cultural beliefs, but it just kind of gets ignored, and we fantasize about, you know, the Nazis in the U.S. when realistically the fascist groups we're dealing with are funded by the Nazis. It's ridiculous.
That's right. Wow. I want to come back, take a few segments of calls with Austin Fletcher. Austin, do you think Antifa and leftist insanity's peaked, or is this a momentary setback as kind of America really gets sickened by them, and are they about to get even worse?
I think we're at a we're at a juncture here for sure. I think Antifa is going to get worse, and they're going to go more rogue and further left.
I agree.
Separate themselves from everybody, but I think there'll be an upside there as well, because we kind of need something for the country to get behind. Like, obviously, the situation in Texas with Harvey was horrible, but what the upside is, you know, that's when America comes together when times are bad.
I was about to say, did Harvey, basically, did the reigns of Harvey, as bad as they were, put out the race war? Soros won it. That was my next question when we come back. And by the way, you know, it was James Wesley Rawls and our other great Pentagon sources that predicted Antifa will become the weatherman next.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Central, we're here live. Mike Cernovich, Jack Posobiec, bunch of other guests coming up. I promise I'm going to Embry and Michael and Betsy Ross and Brett and Rock and everybody right now. We're going to start taking your calls. Briefly, we're going to end the Super Male Vitality, the X-Tube, and the BioTrue Selenium for mustard seed sales that are 57% off. Some of those are lost leaders at that price. You add the 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. You can cancel any time on our high-tech shopping cart at InfoWarsStore.com. Get an additional 10% off. That is a loss leader when you do that, because I want you to try it. I want you to see how good it is and have a chance to support the broadcast. I want to thank you all for your support. And Caveman in strawberry and in chocolate. We don't get more for about a month, but the Supermel sale is going to end in the next few days. But this will extend through next week till it sells out. 50% off. We're running that right now. And again, they're updating it as we speak. Get chocolate and strawberry caveman true paleo formula for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Whether it's a Hillary for prison shirt or a CNN's fake news shirt, all of it will help you meet like-minded people. All of it will help you fight the culture war. Such a critical time. All of you are needed. Whatever you do, spread the links to NewsWars.com. Spread the links to InfoWars.com. Despite Google and Facebook and Twitter censorship and all their attempts, we're turning the tide. We're winning. Now, again, we've got a very popular YouTuber, Austin Fletcher, with Fleckus Talks out in L.A., showing amazing footage of the libtards, who are very, very sad people, but, you know, hopefully by illustrating that they're not intellectual, that they are the victims of the globalist system, we can wake them up. Follow him on Twitter at Fleckus as well. Okay, I want to go to Embry, since we're talking about Nazis that are supposedly under every table, but the real Nazis, like Schwarzenegger, who admits he loves Nazis, and George Soros, get awards from the ADL. So if I was an actual Nazi, then I would get awards. Embry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I'm enjoying this segment with you and Austin. I want to point out a false equivalency. I want to tell you what's equivalent and what's not. Right now, the polar opposites are Antifa and the white supremacists are Nazis. That's what we're being fed as an equivalence. The true equivalents are white supremacists or Nazis, black supremacists or Black Lives Matter or Blotsies, and Latino supremacists or La Raza or La Razzies. Those are equivalent. We may not accept
them. They are. They're race-based, tribal-based political systems, one of the most ancient forms. You're absolutely right. And the globalists want to play us all off against each other when the globalists are controlling the very racial clash.
But as Americans, we accept that even though we may not take those views because we, the First Amendment. But the second that Antifa starts getting violent, I don't care if you're a movement on the left, center, right, white, Mexican, black, Chinese, whatever. The second you start getting violent, this is no longer a First Amendment issue. These people need to be arrested, frankly.
No, I agree. They need to have their asses handed to them. No, I want to give conservatives really a laurel. And just people that were out being beat up and letting them beat them up, because I can't do that. I mean, I let them throw coffee on me and stuff. It really blew up in their face that we took the Gandhi road. Stay there, Embry. I'm going to come back to you after the break and with our other guest, Austin. Austin, do you agree that conservatives taking the Gandhi road really blew up in the leftist faces?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's something they didn't expect. They kind of thought they'd be baiting us into, you know, engaging in violence. When realistically, like with my channel at least, I know that they're used to fighting the emotional fights. They're used to getting, you know, loud in each other's faces.
Stay there. I want to hear about this, but let me tell you. Wise as serpents, peaceful as doves, walks off and carry a big stick. I mean, just great self-control, folks. Real intellect. Real will. You're beautiful.